Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And of course, Hooters has, today's the day, though. We love our customers day, which should be every day, but this is really a celebration to show it. Stop into any Phoenix Hooters today. 10 boneless wings and fries, $6.99. Only at Hooters. Thank you, Hooters. Brady reported.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Grouch Day.
Oh. Yeah, I got to tell you, Saturday Night Live, which has not made me laugh very much, had one of those tip-your-cap moments at that Grouch origin story they did this past weekend, which was very funny and incredibly well done. And the reason I liked it was because the dude who does – nobody does a good Bert impression from Sesame Street. The guy who did the Bert was pretty – the hair was hilarious. That was really good.
Couple of fun facts. There was an organization called BADD in the 80s, B-A-D-D. Familiar with it? It stood for Bothered About Dungeons and Dragons. Mm-hmm. And it was parents who believed Dungeons and Dragons was evil, satanic, and corrupting their children.
Boy, did they miss the mark there. Yeah. It's just nerdy.
Well, not true. To turn your kids into social pariahs and nerds.
Yeah, so. I guess.
Not necessarily in a religious way, which is the way they intended it, but it did turn your kids into people that nobody wants to hang out with.
Toledo, how long were you and Dawn together?
Together for 6 years, married for 10 months.
All right, well, it's close.
It's a glorious marriage.
If you yelled at a cup of coffee for 8 years straight, you'd produce enough energy to heat it up.
Damn it.
Her coffee would be on fire.
Oh, she's heated coffee, just not mine.
Yeah, and I think in that six years, 10 months time, she'd heat some coffee. She's ahead of the curve on this one. Her yelling is better than most yelling.
On that voicemail that you the butt dial you said you got, there was some hot coffee on that one.
Oh, the coffee was percolating.
In this voicemail, because we've talked about it, she was yelling, was Toledo...
It wasn't that
part?
Toledo. No, it was a different dude.
It was the new man.
Yeah. Oh.
The new husband.
So we just assumed that you're
I didn't
the Falcons fan.
I had a friend say, hey, Toledo's wife just called me and she's shouting at somebody and it was on my message. And then I'm like, send me that. And he did. And I laughed for about an hour and a half. And I'm like, is this what you lived with? And then I sent it to Rich. And he goes, yeah, that's pretty accurate. I mean, there was not even.
I mean, we kind of saw it.
Toledo never once said, how'd you get that or what happened? He's like, no, that's pretty accurate.
Toledo would always walk around with his head down.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Sometimes he'd stare at a wall, would come in, he'd be staring at walls.
She Blair Witched him.
In a corner.
Before J.D. Salinger became a famous author and then a recluse, he worked as a cruise director.
Oh. Wait a minute. How old is J.D. Salinger?
I don't know if he's still alive.
I don't think he's wrong. Yeah, I know, but Catcher in the Rye was like.
Yeah, but I wonder if he was a cruise director on the Costa Concordia.
Titanic.
Oh, geez, and you nearly killed J.D. Salinger. When did he? When was he possibly a cruise director?
2010, he died. Okay. So.
Yeah, plenty of time.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out at what time frame this could have happened. Because when was Catcher in the Rye written? In the 50s and 60s, right?
Catcher in the Rye.
I think so. Yeah, because it was about the 50s.
He wrote it in the 40s?
Wrote it in the 40s, released it in the 50s, because it's about World War II.
Oh. I know what it's about. You can
published
write.
In 1951.
Okay. I thought the guys, they were like greasers or something in there. Maybe not.
No, you had the no, that's the Outsiders. I don't know what we're
damn
talking
it.
No, this was Holden Caulfield, was it not?
Yes.
Yeah. The first original kind of mass shooter type dude, kind of the.
It's the first book they made me read in school. Yeah. I mean,
read it.
React
to each chapter. Yuck. Reading.
A new study found out how much money it would take for us to give up different websites. We need $17,530 a year to give up search engines total. That includes email, video streaming services like YouTube and Netflix.
Maybe a lot more than 20 grand to give up Google.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google was the most expensive
all the time.
One,
that's all I search on.
$576 to give up Facebook. That was the price people on average.
That's a zero. That's easy.
You could take the money and then give up Google and you ask Jeeves. I don't even know if that's still up.
Is Ask Jeeves still around?
I don't know. Bing, Ask Jeeves.
The little butler that would pop up?
I'm going to go to that.
Well, you'd have to switch to Bing, and I don't know if that's
Bing,
worth
does
it.
Does it even work?
Yeah.
I think I searched Bing, and it just said, see Google.
Ask Jeeves is just ask now. Ask.com. Ask. They got rid of Jeeves.
The CDC has penned a new name for the vaping-related illnesses, or just the one illness. It's called EVALI, which stands for e-cigarette, vaping, lung injury.
Ooh.
Dude's got the EVALI.
I don't know that it's isn't it, haven't they kind of determined that it's just those low-end hybrid vape things, the like homemade
certain
ones?
Certain flavors, I thought, too.
Well, I thought it was just like if it's the Juul, it's okay. If you spent some money on it, everything's fine. But when you do those Days in Bargain Basement vape pens with the
Days
in Bargain Basement.
I think Brady's right. It's the juice.
Is it?
Yeah.
But I thought there's certain chemical.
Yeah, because our former coworker would stir that stuff up in
that's
the backyard.
That's what I mean. It's made up. Like you do, yeah. You're
and
doing,
they don't, and that's the problem. They didn't have enough regulation on it. So
it's the bashes that are nasty. Are you talking about HUD?
Yeah.
Yeah, he stirred that up in his backyard.
In his backyard.
I think he got it approved, didn't he?
No.
He never killed anyone, did he?
No, he never killed anyone yet.
Oh, jeez.
I still think cigarettes are much worse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They've been killing
this
people for a longer
time.
This
just
much
burns
longer
your
time.
Lungs.
It's not a problem for me either way.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about it.
I much prefer someone who smells like a vape pen than a cigarette. So,
yeah, if you're asking us, we prefer that.
You're asking me as a non-smoker? I don't want to sit next to you smokers. I like those people that breathe dragon fire in their cars for a half an hour. That's the coolest thing I've ever seen. It's a guy in a tiny little compact car sitting next to me on Camelback and 20th Street the other day. The whole thing just
like
filled up.
Like a foggy Glade air freshener like coming out a car window.
He created London in a second. His whole car was just on fire internally, and then it went away.
Gardenias.
Yeah, it's a nice smell. So I prefer vaping. The risks with vaping seem to be overblown, if you ask me, but we'll see. Just don't do it. I mean, if you're worried about the risks, I'll get an email from somebody going, dude, you can't say that this is bad. I'm like, look, don't do it. It's as easy as that. If you're going to vape and you're worried about somebody saying that it's bad for you, then stop doing it.
Some foodie news. Lay's just rolled out a new limited edition potato chip flavor. Grilled cheese and tomato soup. It'll hit the stores next Monday.
Together?
You know, it's good as the real thing. I don't know if a chip is going to.
The pineapple flavored version of Mountain Dew is out, and it's getting some good reviews. If you're interested, the flavor is only available at Dollar General.
I was interested until they made me go to Dollar General. Do you have to go in?
I think so.
I'll send Harrison.
Maybe they'll put it out on the front patio.
Harrison, to the Dollar General, please. I'm going to send my butler.
Two locksmiths in Edinburgh, Scotland are going viral after somehow they locked themselves out of their own shop. Someone took a picture of them struggling to get back in, shared it online. We had this 37-year-old lady, Leanne Thomas. She's from Milford Haven, Wales. She got home drunk a few months ago and saw her neighbor watching her stumble around. So Leanne leaned over the fence to yell at her neighbor. And for some reason, she was topless at the time. Prosecutor says her breasts were exposed and hanging over the fence.
Oh, God.
That's when the dog spotted her and was jumping up, licking at her breasts.
Wow.
Leanne yelled a few racial slurs
sure,
in her meltdown.
That's what you do. Wait a minute. Let's just paint the picture. There's a fence. There's two deflated boobs
in England, or
hanging
Wales.
Over the edge. She's shouting out "Packy" like nobody's business over the a dog licks her nipples on the other side of said fence.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I get it.
The neighbor said they are hanging a good 2 feet over the fence.
No. No. Nobody took an accurate measurement, though.
She was hit with a $525 fine.
And the dog just thought somebody's socks were drying on the top of the fence. He's going to go get those. Oh.
Quote from the lawyer, my client is at pains to say that she is not a racist at heart.
Where are you then? What does it mean when you're not a racist at heart, but you still say racist stuff? I'm a surfacey racist, deep down. You can't, not a racist part of me inside, but on the outside, I love shouting at people. But it's not because it's in me. It's just on me.
More breast news. There's a 26-year-old woman named Lin Suting from Taiwan. She was on vacation in Philippines.
What?
And
oh, that's your attempt at a Philippines accent. Don't do that. sound like an EBS test, Brady. Don't do that.
She went out on the beach in a tiny
bikini.
You're
going to get that Paula lady to hate you with your impressions, too. What's going on around here?
So Lin Suting's tiny bikini got her a $48 fine.
You're killing John over here. You're losing.
Yeah, look, I worked really hard to get those down. I don't need this bargain basement dollar general nonsense to make people think that there's some sort of an Amber Alert going on every time Brady tells a story about the Philippines.
Well, John, you keep mentioning you feel like you're going to die soon. So
no, he's not replies me. He's not replies. It's not. Look, that's like saying Duck Hodges is obviously Ben Roethlisberger's replacement.
Did you call him Duck Hodges?
That's his name.
That's his name.
Devlin
his
Duck
name
Hodges. Is Duck?
He's a duck calling
he's
champion.
A world champion duck caller. And he makes duck calls.
Oh, yeah, world champion.
And Mike Tomlin saw him go, Duck Dynasty. And he's like, call me Duck. And he's like, I'm calling you Duck. And that's what they call him. Duck Hodges.
What a great bikini.
Is it?
Jeez.
Too bad about who it's on.
Lin Suting?
You.
Not bad. $48 fine.
Yeah, it's affordable.
Now we've got some penis news.
Okay.
Guy in the Navy's lost the bottom half of his body in an explosion.
Oh, you've seen that.
And it is the one of the world's first penis transplants.
Where'd they put it?
A couple times. They got a donor penis and bag.
Where'd they put it?
Where the penis goes, John.
You said they blew off the bottom, lower half of his body.
Yeah, so they basically hung it below his navel. He still had a face there.
Jeez.
Got so cocky for a second until I pointed out the lower half of his body. Well, yeah,
so
it's where his penis goes.
He got the prosthetic legs, and then they are able to skin graft the donor penis on there. He was not given testicles because of ethical reasons.
Ethical?
Yeah.
What's ethical about?
You can't donate
somebody's
testicles?
Because using the donor's nads, his sperm, it's not his sperm.
It doesn't work that way. I don't think they'd still work. I think it's just ceremonial, isn't it? Ceremonial? Just don't hook him up.
The doctor, Dr. Reddit, did the surgery, 14 hours, and the transplant, you have to attach the tissue, the blood vessels, and nerves.
Okay. Give him a vasectomy.
Requires stitching the nerves and blood vessels smaller than 2 millimeters wide. The threads are smaller than a human hair. It's
amazing.
That's
the segment that...
Guy puts him on there, and they talked about other attempts that happened. There was a guy that had a botched circumcision in South Africa, and they gave him a donor wang, but it fell off after a while. Didn't take.
Can you imagine that guy's life? A botched circumcision. They give you a fake dick from a dead guy. That doesn't work. It falls off. So you go in for a third surgery?
A 64-year-old man lost his penis to cancer, and in 2017, same doctor's transplant, they got a 41-year-old dong to put on the 64-year-old guy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And it just it didn't keep as well.
Yeah, they're not good at this.
Again. This one is sticking it.
Look, if
in 2018,
so far, keep your fingers crossed.
And he's now has feelings, says it's working full out.
He has love again?
He feels love again.
He has feelings, everybody.
Good for him.
Not just feeling. He's got feelings again.
Yeah.
They put those back in. That's a surgery. I'd just like to announce that today I have feelings. And your penis? No. Emotional feelings. I hate and I love. And
look
I
who just showed up.
Care and I emote. How about your dick? It ain't working.
He was real dullard before that.
Before I had my entire lower half blown off. Oh, man, this is going to be depressing.
I had no feelings.
I had no feelings. But ever since the doctors attached this other guy's dick to my body, I feel things.
I've got all the feels.
I've got the feels. All I do is listen to Santana and Anderson East. Anderson East pretty solid. I'll give you the feels.
I've got some El Toro Loco news.
I want to get back to something.
Yeah, yeah. Questions.
Ethically, you can't put a ball sack on a man?
They gave him a scrotum.
Right.
But no nuts.
Why?
Because they weren't his nuts. And they're the feeling starts working and it starts churning.
Yeah.
It's not his sperm.
Yeah, but you don't have
dead man sperm.
No, you take the
wait a minute.
Vas out just
working
like
on dead man sperm.
I have no sperm.
Yeah, it's his DNA though.
I guess no, it's produced in the
No, it's not.
Gonads. And then that's what they're saying, ethical reasons.
No, they sew it to the side and you don't produce any more replicants.
Well, just jack it up with some silicone and you got something.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That's the after. But, I mean, there's no ethical dilemma here.
Well, take it up with the doctor.
I need to. Where did this happen again? What days in are they doing ball surgery on half men?
Johns Hopkins.
Isn't it amazing how important a dick is to a man, though? He gets his pelvis and legs blown off, and he's like, put a dick under my belly button. Really? Do it. I don't think anybody's going to want to date you anyway. Do it.
No. They will.
You don't have a butthole. Isn't that important? Not as important as having a wang. Find a dead kid who died in a car wreck and sew it on me.
What's life all about if you don't have the wang?
Exactly. And yours blew up in a boat.
Yeah.
And they talk about there's a lot of, not a lot, but it's an injury that happens. And a lot of soldiers are battling with that fact.
Half of their body flies off?
That their wang was blown off.
I need more stats from you. This is another wild claim.
No. I'm saying it's happened. There's not a ton of them, but they're saying the psychological.
Yeah, that would make you kill yourself.
The suicide rate is extremely high on that. This guy said I was thinking about it one time, and then they got word of the transplant.
Pretty sure, Brady.
I'll do it.
Cut me in half. I'm going to be fairly suicidal for a little while. I don't think I'm coming out of that going, are you kidding me? Well, at least I only pay for half a seat now. Prop me up. I've got jokes.
Yeah, and there's guys that don't even lose the half.
Now he's stand-up comic.
I want to be a kind of placed-down comic.
Hey, no balls.
Yeah, of course they say people get suicidal. Half my body is laying in the Pacific.
It's pretty high rate, John.
Oh, a lot of soldiers coming back that have their whole body or suicidal.
I just like how that story with a lot of guys come back with their dicks blown off. I'm like, really? I've met veterans. I'm like, well, of course I had the tragedy of what most soldiers go through and my dick blown off. I didn't know that was a regular occurrence. And yes, I would assume that even if it is a small percentage, most people whose dicks are blown off, a little suicidal for at least a fortnight.
15, over 20 years ago in Iraq, they found
just dicks all over the place.
2 million penises on the fields of war.
Blowing dicks off like crazy. 2020, American soldier. To die? Blow his dick off. Are you sure we're good at it? All right. They cut all our dicks off, sir. And then sent us here. As a warning. Yeah, I'm suicidal thinking about it, and mine's fine. But I don't understand the moral dilemma of the ball thing. That's dumb. That doesn't make any sense, because you don't have to produce anything at all. It's decorative, ceremonial balls. And a dead man's balls aren't going to do anything if you don't hook them up.
You're saying balls are balls?
Look, if you don't hook them up, it doesn't matter.
Well, they're hooking everything up.
Well, then take it apart.
They held off the balls and just gave them a scrote.
That's my point.
Fake nuggets
put his
in there.
Balls in there, and so you don't have to hook up all the plumbing.
Well, you need to hook the balls up.
No, you
keep
don't.
Them alive.
No, you don't. Mine are disconnected.
But aren't they getting some kind of circulation?
Well, but you disconnect the thing that shoots the replica stuff
right.
out.
I guess you could put. But
so there's no
you're better off
danger
I guess.
Of his balls doing any ball damage.
I'm not understanding what your opposition to balls is.
Yeah, why are you fighting me here?
With other man's balls?
Yeah, you could have your balls in a tank somewhere else so you don't make
more. Well, as I understand it, I mean, the reason why the doctor was doing it is because he's like, I'm hooking them all up. It's a full go.
And then give him a vasectomy right after, and it's still a full.
Then it won't work.
Why?
I'm just telling you medical reasons.
Oh, you're good.
I'm good.
You talked to Dr. Lin.
Really good. I know.
Dr. Lin?
They tell me.
Who's the they?
The guys.
Listen, it's the Johns Hopkins Brady Urological Institute.
I get it. I'm just not sure that there's a legitimate argument there. If I'm dead, my nuts can go anywhere, and you just don't hook them up. It's like a faucet you can't figure out. It took me, I had to hire a handyman to make my faucet work properly because it's all this touch stuff and activated with your hands and it's electric. So I just hooked it up to where water came out of it and turned it on and off. And he's like, oh, you got all this stuff. And I'm like, kind of had a faucet vasectomy in the kitchen. It does one thing now, but all the rest of that stuff seems, they put it back together. I don't understand the moral.
That is in
trying to find it
interesting. No, I'm just, I mean, that was the one thing they went out of the way to say. For ethical reasons, we didn't hook up the NADs.
It's just weird to me. They'll put a guy's scrotum on someone else. That's fine. And his
no
dick.
Dad.
And his dick.
Everything.
Here's your dick. Here's your. But you don't get the balls.
No balls.
That's, ethically, that's not. We're playing God here. Well, didn't God blow half this guy's body off? Aren't we playing God the whole way?
Nope.
No?
John, did you
a
ever
guy
meet
did.
Ian?
I know, but isn't that part of his plan? If it's ethically wrong to put balls on, isn't it ethically wrong to change the pattern of his... His pelvis being in the ocean?
Yeah,
I'm not really getting the ethically wrong thing.
If you sew a dick on me, that's ethically wrong. Here's a dick from a dead guy. Well, already I have ethical questions. Well, we can't do the balls because we're good people.
John, did you meet Ian's Marine friend?
No dick.
And using Brady's logic, wouldn't he have had a good chance of having his dick blown off?
He didn't. Luckily, he survived it, but he's seen so many dicks fall off. And that's just on 7th Avenue. He's seen dicks blown off.
Ian's, he's got Ian's, a healing process.
Ian's nickname is the Taliban. He's blown off so many dicks.
John, I'm hearing a lot of resistance in Brady as an organ donor. His wang will be a barn find for the receiver. That wang has low miles.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that is true. Could you imagine?
Highway miles.
If you donated your wiener to a guy... Would you want it to get just abused? Or would you have rules? Like, it has to be guys, like, married. Or do you want it to see
right,
the world?
Right. See the world, Brady.
All I have to say about that, John, is play like a champion.
That's right. Why don't you, then?
I try every day. I just tap that wall before
Man,
I leave the bedroom.
What?
I play like a champion today.
Here, gang.
John, you've got a show coming up. Can we please get the new name added, Replacement Wang?
Replacement Wang is going to play live October 25th, Night of the Singing Dead, Copper Blues at Desert Ridge.
Tickets available now.
Tickets available now at 98kupd.com and cblive.com if you want to go. It's going to be fun. Big Halloween party we're throwing up there. And yes, Replaceable Dicks. That's our new name.
I got
ethically some... replaced dicks.
El Toro Loco News.
Oh, go.
Hola. Me llamo Raul El Guapo. And this is the El Toro Loco News. Matador Gonzalo Caballero, 27 years old. He was injured during a tournament to mark Hispanic Day in Madrid's Las Ventas Bullring.
Isn't every day Hispanic Day in Madrid?
Evidently, they have a really big Hispanic
Isn't that
day.
Us like celebrating? Well, we do have America Day.
Spanish Day
we
is
do?
A national celebration.
Oh.
It happens.
what?
The Matador is the boyfriend of Victoria... Frederica. She's 19 years old. She's the niece of the King of Spain. Well, the bull tossed him up one time, and then the second time, horn to the groin.
Oh, God. And they can't replace his balls
grave,
for ethical reasons.
Grave danger right now. He's in the hospital. The people, the bullfighting continued, but the crowd said, I think a nice thing to do is give him the ear of the bull. Because the matador receives that tradition.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's slicier. So they went to the hospital and gave him the ear.
Did they video this?
He's laying in bed. There you go.
Oh, this is not good. He's airborne. It's just photos.
First one, yeah.
Third one's not going to be good. There's his girlfriend.
What's next?
Oh, the bulls know. And I'm rooting for the bull. He's got all those picadors on the side of him.
Go
They're
bulls.
Trying to kill him. Go bulls all day. Oh, that's a home run in a second. Don't show the next picture.
The pictures of Victoria on the phone. She's like, good news. I don't have to break up now.
I don't see it in his wang. Oh, he is holding his pee-pee.
It got the femoral artery in the
oh,
leg.
Got his leg. Oh, gee.
Yeah, and right up by the groin.
Can we get, like, a stretcher or something? I mean...
They still killed the
that
bull?
That is. That's a stretcher in Spain.
Yeah. Really? The three dudes?
Yeah.
That are also...
He doesn't have a spine injury. Just get him off the ice. He's fine. Is the bull doesn't get to live?
He left a trail of crimson sand.
Yeah, you don't get him out of there. They still killed the bull. That's like a gender reveal party. Who cares anymore?
That's your El Toro local news!
The bull seems to always die.
We'll end it with a couple of radio videos. First one's a Halloween video. Little boy petting gets scared by a spider at one of the, looks like a Spirit Halloween store. The spider that kind of jumps out.
Oh, fake spider.
His tactical black reaction's pretty good.
All right. Start it over, Rich. This is too adorable for me. I'm going to throw it. Perfect. That's the wrong thing.
Believe that.
It's okay.
I'm gonna hurt him.
Okay.
I'm gonna hurt him.
I'm gonna wreck it.
It's okay, a boss, Charlie, man.
There he is.
Charlie, it's okay. It's okay.
Idiot.
The next one is
clearly
a mom.
Fake, you moron.
A mom.
Don't scare
pranking.
That child.
Yeah.
What a dummy.
A mom pranks her teenage son by putting one of those giant fake spiders in bed, but wakes him up in the morning. I think this kid's going to have a good day in school. His buddies aren't going to make fun of him at all.
Tom, are you going to wake up? Babe, it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah. 10 o'clock?
Maybe it's Saturday.
He's not going to school.
Although, L.A.
I'll
changed
you
the time.
Now. Look at this.
Scream of the day.
That was a dude screaming?
That was a boy. Mom's cackle's pretty strong, too, but...
Mom's kind of mean.
Yeah.
Well, you're 40 years old and you're sleeping until 10 o'clock.
Yeah, how old is
that? Time for him to go.
Says a teenage son.
That was a teenager?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big boy. And it's 10 o'clock.
That's what I thought when I first saw him. Like, time to get out of the house.
Well, if I was a teenager, I slept till 2 every day. My dad would come home from work sometimes and I was still in bed.
Oh, my God.
It was great.
Nothing's
going to
change.
Night. No, I stayed up all night until like 7, 8 in the morning. He'd leave at like 4 and just look at me and go, isn't that how the world works? Like, you'll see. Off you go. And then I'd hear the front door close and I'd open my eyes and like, it's 5. Oh, no. I'm going to hear about this. Are you just getting out of bed? I don't feel good. You feel bad every day. Anyway, what's for breakfast? Man worked all day long and I slept it off. Just so I could eat cereal and watch TV all night and go to night classes. There you go. We got that Camaro to give away. We're going to give you a word of yet another fallen unknown victim. And I'll tell you who that is in just moments. When we give you that word, you can text 97936 and win yourself a bitchin' Camaro, possibly. It's 98 KUPD. There goes the Brady Report.
98. What? 98. No way. 98.